Proclamation number 0900 of 6th of May, 1939. Thought activity. Spiritual good and spiritual power. So give ear to the voice that sounds within you, that which man's wisdom investigates is earthly spiritual good, i.e., a result is brought about through bodily functions, which can certainly also be attributed to a current of force, but in a purely material sense. Only the influx of power is utilized, which applies to the body, i.e., to pure matter. The bodily activity of the organs is stimulated, so to speak. They carry out their assigned function, and since no spiritual motive is the driving force, since it is merely a matter of research into natural processes, the result will also be of the same kind, thus a purely rationally considered and therefore provable result. Man will be able to precisely calculate the purely natural function of the human body. He will also not need to give wrong conclusions, but he will only ever solve purely human or earthly problems by virtue of his brain center, for this ability was given to him by the divine creator. Yet the great question has to be solved, which is a riddle to every human being. Their human intellect will be of no avail and all bodily functions will be inadequate, and human science can make the most imaginable efforts. It is no access whatsoever to the spiritual realm. It will have to recognize that all explanations, no matter how wise, about the nature of the human being are invalid in view of the fact that every human being should nevertheless have the same disposition, since all human beings were also created organically the same, and that the tiny differences, which the scientist would like to put forward as the cause of the different thinking and feeling life, do not, after all, give any indication of the completely different abilities of the human being. That there is obvious evidence for the latter, but that the blatant difference of human beings, physically and organically, does not exist to the same extent as the effects appear in the different people. And so it remains to be considered that scientifically all assertions can certainly be proven, but that the thought material of man has not yet found complete explanation, when it is taken into consideration that man is also able to think differently than only that which is visible in the material world, therefore also explainable. The thought is in itself only the express will of man. The will in turn is the main factor in life. When it becomes active, life first forms itself. Thought will therefore take that direction which the will prescribes for it. If now all spiritual life, thinking, could be explained simply in this way, that the bodily organs incessantly exercise their functions and that now these functions are merely a mechanical exercise of the small and smallest components necessary for the construction of the human body, which man then so wisely calls molecules. Then this in itself cannot be denied, but it is always only the second explanation, which nevertheless does not exclude the fact that thought is spiritual power which has nothing in common with the constitution of the body. For hundreds and thousands of people can demonstrably have the same bodily constitution, yet the same brain activity can never be proven to them, which, however, should be the case according to the opinion of the wise researchers who try to deny everything spiritual. They will never succeed in forcing people to think a certain thought, and so if thinking is free it must be left to the individual human being to occupy himself spiritually at will. which would not be the case if the human being's thinking was dependent on his physical constitution. If the human being was, so to speak, forced to think in a certain way because the body allegedly carries out its function according to a law which is based on its structure and the interconnection of the innermost and finest cells. Thought activity is certainly in itself connected with the actual life of the body, yet only insofar as the life of the body is necessary in order to also be able to express this thought activity to people, yet whether the earthly life, the life of the body, is also over. The thinking of the being will not cease, for the functions of the body are not absolutely necessary for this. And only then will it be understandable to the human being how far spiritual good is dependent on the body and its nature. And the worldly researchers will recognize their error. Amen.